Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steely Dan bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Stacey Brian Randall, serial entrepreneur, author of Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. She's a business referral expert. She's a machine, and she joins us today. We're talking about having that client experience, that customer experience, creating that for your customer. And one of the things that that we know, Stacey, is that, and by the way, give us your website before we go any further.
Sure. It's StaceyBrownRandall.com, and Stacey has an E.
All right. So check that out. One of the things we know, Stacey, is that whatever customer experience our customers wanted, our clients wanted 14 months ago, 15 months ago, it's different now in the post-pandemic new regular era, that I, as I call it. And you, number one, you have to find out what that is. What is that? What is that experience that they want? What are their expectations? And then, and of course, we've been talking about how to turn that into more business for yourself through with the people that you know. But it, we all know that the best new business we can get comes from a referral. How do we make that happen?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When I talk about how to get referrals, and as you know, Jim, I've been on your show many times, and I am a contrarian to how you generate referrals, and I believe you should never ask for them or compensate or be overly promotionally gimmicky, and I teach a different way to generate referrals without asking. And so when I teach this way to generate referrals, there is a huge assumption I'm always making. And when I'm teaching someone the strategy of how to turn people into referral sources, meaning turning get people to start referring you, and to get more referrals from the people who've referred you in the past, the huge assumption that I make is that you are referable. I mean, it's like, I don't even like teach it in those moments. I'm like, I'm assuming you're referable. I'm assuming right. You deserve these referrals. You need to do some work for them. You're not owed them, but I'm assuming you deserve them. And it's interesting because the more, and I, you know, I've been doing this for almost a decade now, so like the more I would teach generating my process for referrals, I'd always, people would be like, well, I'm getting some, but not as many as I want. And we would unpack why that was happening. I would always be the bearer of bad news, and I'd be like, you got to tell me, because I don't know. I'm not a client of yours. Mm-hmm. Are you really referable? Like, are you actually worth referrals? Do you do what you say you're going to do? Do you have
well,
the right kind of experience?
Because the referrer has got some skin in the game, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to refer anybody who has a choppy client experience or doesn't
or,
crack
or if
work,
you
right?
don't
I mean,
know, nobody. Or if you don't know about them, because it's your reputation on the line here as well.
Absolutely. And so nobody refers a stranger, typically, right? I mean, we always are going to refer right. someone that we know, but that doesn't mean just because people know you and like you and trust you that they're automatically going to refer you. There are some pieces in place there that have to be that come from that client experience. And here's the thing about client experience. If you have what I call a sticky client experience, yes, the number one thing I want you to get because you've got this great client experience is referrals. But it is also how you overcome your competition. It is also how you are able to manage your brand reputation and get that buzz factor going. And it gives you repeat clients that come back to you if your business model is set up that way.
Right.
So there's many reasons why the client experience is so important, but you cannot get referrals without having an experience that is worth talking about.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, one of the things I used to say to people whenever they would, if they would ever bring up, and I didn't ask for referrals a lot in that, but that's how I got all my business. I would say, if it ever came up, I would say, here's my promise to you. If they're your friends when you refer me, and if I go to work with them, they'll be your friends when I leave. And I make that promise to them.
Right.
People like that. People like hearing that. They like knowing that you know that their reputation's on the line here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's obviously what makes referrals the holy grail, right, of how we want to grow our business. because it is the easiest way to grow our business, but it doesn't mean we don't have work to do to manage the relationships and then also to make sure that we are continuing to cultivate those relationships with our referral sources. And I think that's the piece that it's why our client experience needs to have a system and a process behind it. And I think people just have, I tell business owners all the time, you have a client experience. It's just whether or not it's intentional or not.
It's like your culture. It's like your culture. You have a culture. The question is, are you in charge of it or not? You have a brand.
Right.
The question is not whether you have a brand or not. The question is, who's in charge of the brand message, right? Same thing with referrals.
Right. It's the same thing. It is exactly that same way. And so, you know, it's funny. When I started thinking about writing my second book, I really thought, okay, I really need to write about the client experience. I feel like I'm writing my own version of Star Wars, where, like, you know, they started with the end game with this, my referral book. Like, here's how to get referrals. And now I'm going to go back and be like, wait a minute. Let me go back and tell you the other piece of the story that comes right before referrals, which is being able to get having this client experience so you can be able to get the referrals. And so it is this piece. And, you know, running a business isn't easy, and there's always a lot of moving pieces and parts we have to keep up with.
What is the title of the new book?
So it hasn't yet been decided. So
when is it going to be available?
It probably early 2022.
Okay, so look for that, folks. I need your website again, Stacey.
It is StaceyBrownRandall.com.
And there's an E in Stacey. Hey, Stacey, good job today. Thank you very much for being here. We'll see you.
Thanks for having me.
Stacey Brown Randall, ladies and gentlemen. Check her out, StaceyBrownRandall.com. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.